ought to just have if we go with Marshall, how we get Motley at the same time without leaking Marshall to anybody. Now, is there any way that you could check with the senator and say these two judges and the is any vacancy at any time on the circuit that you be did I understand you say that you do not object to Motley? So that we wouldn't expose the marshal until we got it wrapped. And but we can simultaneously do it. I'll tell you why. Carl Rowan has resigned. And I want to try to show that let one neighbor go without hiring another. You follow me? Now, can you do that without his getting suspicious? Ramsey told me that he wanted this woman as a judge once before, but they got into the city out there.
They're a city borough thing, and I don't know whether that would affect them now. I think it wouldn't work.
I don't want to get into trouble with you. Now, has she been checked by the ODA?
He was checked for that district vacancy. That was checked before the deal. And I don't know if they completed that check or follow up. When they completed it, I think they follow up before they completed it.
All right. Now, could we, is it conceivable that they wouldn't qualify?
Unlikely,
I would, we could announce our intention if it cleared, couldn't we?
Yeah, I'd have to, I'd have to check that.
This other thing will hold a month or a week or whatever time it takes. But, the Scalabrese thing, didn't we check Scalabrese out there last week?
We checked him out informally.
Somebody because when I get back to the cabinet office, he gets to thinking about it, what's wrong with our announcing our intention and they find it disqualified than considering marriage other things?
Well, they don't like that because they think it's your intention and they don't get honest evaluations from lawyers. Because they think, oh, boy, these are going through and they're all lawyers.
Now, I thought that they told us when I considered him for the Court of Appeal in District Columbia, which I know we made that statement. I thought they told us that they would clear it, but they weren't enthusiastic.
And that was the informal opinion I got from the chairman of the Court of Appeal.
You just get it formalized as quick as you can. I've got his successor probably appearing. He'll be surfaced, and there'll be speculation about it. And I don't want to hold up and hurt him as he goes out. And I've got the senator's recommendations of him. As I recall, both of them are recommending him. And now we don't have to touch anything else. We've got a vacancy. And he wants it. Has he told you he wants it? Now then, so all you need to do is get this fellow on the phone, tell him that they told you this, but the cabinet officer is so unusual, it's liable to break any moment. We want to hold it, but please confirm it. Okay, my friend. How's your bill going?
I was going to have a vote in about 5 minutes. I think we're getting very even.
Would you call over here to Jack Lundy somebody and dictate the strongest statements you can and his words that every Negro can understand about the House passing the bill and just appealing to the conference to act it wisely and promptly so that I can get that bill for the whole thing. I would dictate the statement after you get through your critical vote and let them type it, and then they'll get it to us on the plane, and we can release it to when the door is passed. But you dictate as warm a statement as you can.
Okay.